Right, so Joseph, you and I have both done some recording, trying to kind of like recreate the studio a little bit. I use some software called Mix, M-I-X-X-X, and it's cross-platform. It'll work on Mac, Linux, and Windows. And you've been using.
Voice Meter Banana. I'm not entirely certain if that's cross-platform, but free software which you can download from the website, and with a bit of jiggery pokery and set it up, you can actually have it as a mixing desk and use external pieces of audio in it. So I'm talking streaming services, YouTube, if people don't have access to the music, so it's really good for that.
And I think that's how it works, like a mixing desk, doesn't it? You set these inputs in on different channels. So you can have your YouTube on one channel, you can have your microphone on another channel, you can have your desktop music player on another channel.
It
Is that
is.
right?
Yeah, that's it, pretty much it. So you have, I think it's four faders, one of them which you designate for your microphone, the other which you designate for a sound source, which could be music or anything, or just a piece of audio. And I think you could do the same for the other two as well. So I think there might be a potential situation to have. So one of the setup videos that I watched was a YouTube streamer or a live streamer or whatever, and he had audio set up for like Discord or another or Zoom or whatever. So he was obviously putting audio into it as well. So you could use it for a straightforward music program or perhaps a discussion program or an interview. It might
Yeah.
be interesting to do it that way in terms of maybe recording a magazine program that we do.
Yeah. Okay. And then I think you can route things out of it as well, can't you? Is that right? So you can have different outputs if you had that sort of facility. So
I
you can
think
send stuff to your headphones and stuff to your speakers and.
yeah, you can. I've not quite got to grips with that because so I spent about an hour setting the program up, and that was enough to try and get it to get the external the audio the music coming through the headphones and the microphone coming through the headphones and then not overlapping as well,
Yeah.
because I did try and record something with both, just as a music link music program, and it ended up having the music playing underneath it all the time for some reason or one or another. So
Okay.
just setting those inputs was as far as I got with it. But as far as I understand it can be you can have quite a complex setup with it. So if you
Yeah.
had some sort of DJ external gear, you could probably fit that into it. It would just take a slight bit of setting up and messing around with it.
So I think that's a very similar thing with Mix as well. So actually, out of the box, I can use Mix in quite a simple way. So Mix gives you four cart players. It's made for DJs, really. So it allows you to put on like two tracks and beat match them and do all those kind of things. And then you've got two more sort of decks where you could put in perhaps special effects or stuff like that. So for us, it works really well that you could put jingles in those areas, and you can put music tracks in the other areas, or interviews, or things like that, and then you just play them out like you would do at BCB. I think you can play this cart and then that cart. There's a section for a microphone where you can just click to turn the microphone on and off, and it has an auto duck function as well. So you can have music playing, click the microphone and start talking, and it'll duck the music behind it for you and bring that back up. That worked really well, actually, I thought. One of the things I found, though, was my mouse clicks were being picked up. So it heard my mouse clicks and everything that I was doing. And there is an option to have audio routed different places, but it depends very much on whether your sound card supports it. So you could have your headphones on one set of audio and your speakers on another set of audio. And that would then allow you to preview tracks. So I couldn't preview tracks because I couldn't set that up. But basically, I've got 10 tracks to play and I know what I'm saying. So I don't really need to preview them. So that was fine. And to record it, you just press this button in the corner that just says record, and it says, right, I'm starting to record now, and it saves it all onto your hard drive for you.
Yeah,
So
that was a similar situation with a voice meter. That it's
yeah.
just this tape in the thing. You click record. It's got a timer on it and everything, and it just recorded it as a WAV. And I think it was actually the WAV that would be compatible with BCB Myriad as well. So
yeah, great. The thing with Mix that I had with the resources that I'd got was, I think it was only just really recording from the music files, the sound files that I got on the computer, but I could search throughout all those files. And when I was actually making the show, I bought a couple of tracks from Bandcamp whilst I was doing the show, managed to download them and get them in, like in the time that I was doing it. So that was good. And then the other thing that was slightly odd with it was that there was a bit of latency on the microphone. So when I had the headphones in, I could hear myself talking back slightly behind myself. So that was hard to get used to. Now, my actual setup, I have got an external sound card. I've got a microphone. I've got my headphones into that. So I could turn a control on that sound card. So I was only hearing my voice and I wasn't hearing the playback. So I could correct that for myself. But if you haven't got those extra external stuff, you just be talking through your microphone on your laptop and listening through headphones, you might get a bit of latency. But
I had a similar amount of latency when using VoiceMeter Banana, and I was using external mic but not an external sound card.
Yeah,
the way I combated it was, if you could see the levels coming through your mic, you knew your mic was on. But you just had it, maybe you turned the output off of the speakers. So it was coming through, but you couldn't hear it. Do you see where I'm coming from?
Yeah.
So that's the way I combat that. So I think with a similar thing with VoiceMeter Banana, the experience I've had with it at the moment is that I'm not fully to grips with it. It's a really useful piece of software, but there might be a few workarounds. Do you know where I'm coming from?
Yeah. So you kind of, I think it's that thing. I'm going to say it's not for everyone, but it kind of could be for everyone. But you've got to fiddle around with the setup a little bit. Again, with Mix, I would say you don't really need to fiddle around with the setup, because it will set it up for you with your limited sound card and mic. But you might take a little bit of getting used to for you. But if you're looking for that experience, which is put some things in cart players, play them, record your show in real time, I think it's a pretty good option, really.
Yeah, definitely. I think the advantage of VoiceMeter Banana, perhaps over Mix and a lot of the other systems that we're using at the moment, is A, kind of what you're saying, it feels very much like you're putting a radio show together. You're doing a radio show. It's a tangible experience, you know? And then the other one is that you're not limited in the audio you can use. I know a lot of people might not have audio on the computer. They might not have CDs to put it on. They might not have MP3s or whatever. And being able to have music that you can stream from somewhere sort of means, well, you've got this mixing desk. I've got any music in the world that I could want. I just need to spend an hour or so fixing it and setting it up. And it took time, but it wasn't laborious to do it. And there was a very good tutorial that Jonathan had sent over to one of the WhatsApp groups. And it was actually... It pretty much set you up all you needed to know in a very simple way. So I think once you've got over that hurdle, it's really good if you wanted to do it that way.
Yeah, and the same thing with Mix. There's lots of tutorials online to show you how to do it. There's even some that are based around radio as well. So you can find help online stuff. One other thing to mention is something called Open Broadcast Software, which is something that I've used, and I know that people from the IT stuff program use. It's more about recording what's going on your screen or on your computer, but it can do a similar thing. I think if you're working from streaming services on your computer, Open Broadcast Software might be worth a look as well. It does create a video, but we know that we can take audio from a video and turn that into radio quite easily as well. So Open Broadcast Software, I think, is worth a look at as well.
Yeah, definitely. I think I would heartily recommend VoiceMeter Banana to a lot of people. If you're willing to just kind of put that time to set it up, I think it opens quite a lot of possibilities open. It obviously might not work with some computers, but I think it would be really good if people wanted to use it.
I think it is worth saying about VoiceMeet Banana. It's, what is it? Donationware.
Donationware. But I don't think there's any limit on downloading it if you don't donate. It's not do you know where I'm coming from? One thing that I would add in terms of, it's interesting in terms of downloads. You have to download the initial program, but then also a piece of software called Virtual Audio Cable, which is how you set up things streaming into the program itself. So there are a few components of it rather than it being as an out of the box thing as you said. But I think if you take some time with it, it's actually a really good piece of kit.